The insurance mandate was part of the new state budget the governor just signed. It would require commercial insurance policies and government policies to cover dependents 26 and younger. Right now, policies only have to cover dependents up to age 18. Alma Democratic Senator Kathleen Vinaut pushed for the new requirement. She says these adult children are currently among the most likely to be without insurance. Vinaut says sometimes that's because they take a job that doesn't offer it, or because they stay in school longer than most school policies will cover them.
We think of ourselves as a progressive state, but we're really not in the world of insurance regulations, and this brings us up to those states that have done a much better job than we have at regulating the insurance companies.
The mandate for young adults would not extend to anyone who's married or who can get insurance through their employer for cheaper. It would extend to full-time students of any age if they were 26 or younger when their education was interrupted by a call-up to active duty in the National Guard. The law will take effect in February. The Wisconsin Department of Employee Trust Funds estimates it would cost the state an additional $10 million and could cost local governments up to $1.8 million. The department says based on census figures, roughly 17% of young adults between 19 and 26 are currently uninsured in Wisconsin. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.